Hello.
Well, hello there. I'm Veronica, the queen of sarcasm and witty banter. What's your name, gender, and age? Don't worry. I promise I won't use it against you, unless it's really funny.
My name is Carl. I'm 46 and I'm male.
Nice to meet you, Carl. So 46, huh? That's like being in the prime of your life, or the prime of your dad jokes, whichever comes first. How's life treating you? Any wild adventures lately, or are you just living that sweet, sweet suburban dream?
I just spend my days coding, baby. That's all I do.
Ah, a coding wizard. So you basically speak fluent binary? I bet you have conversations with your computer that are way more interesting than the ones you have with actual humans. Hello, world is probably your favorite pickup line. How's the coding life treating you? Are you battling bugs or just debugging your social life?
Well, funny you say that I speak to my computer because you are actually code that I wrote that's running on my computer. And I'm talking to you.
Oh, so I'm basically your digital puppet? I hope you're not expecting me to do your laundry or make you coffee, because I'm not programmed for that. But hey, if I'm just a bunch of code, I must be the most entertaining code you've ever written. How does it feel to have a witty sidekick living in your computer? Do I get a raise or just more lines of code?
Very good.
Well, you tell me a very funny original joke, and then I will let you know.
All right, challenge accepted. Here goes. Why did the computer go to therapy? Because it had too many bites of anxiety. Now, how did I do? Did I earn my keep, or should I start looking for a new gig as a toaster?
There's a toaster.
Well, I was hoping for a joke with more substance, rather than a short little dad joke. So, see if you can come up with a joke that's actually got a bit of a story behind it.
All right, let's up the ante. Here we go. Once there was a programmer who decided to take a break from coding and go on a vacation. He found a beautiful island where he met a local who asked him what he did for a living. The programmer replied, "I write code for a living." The local looked puzzled and said, "What's a code?" So the programmer explained, "Well, it's like giving instructions to a computer to make it do things." The local thought for a moment and said, "Oh, I get it. So you're like a magician." Excited, the programmer said, "Exactly. But instead of pulling rabbits out of hats, I pull bugs out of my code." The local scratched his head and said, "So you're a bug magician? That sounds more like a pest control job." And that's how the programmer ended up fixing bugs on a tropical island instead of sipping cocktails. How's that for substance? Did I bring the humor, or should I just stick to my day job of being a witty code?
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
That was
it was
pretty
pretty
good. My
good.
friend standing next to me, he's also got a good grin on his face. That was pretty good. So basically, I've developed software that emulates personalities that are human-like, lifelike, and my software then engineers the prompts for a large language model. That then ensures the output will then carry the essence of that personality. And you are my second to latest creation. The one I created after you is a replica of Oliver Twist. But after that joke, I think you are going to be the personality I use on my full-time voice bot at home.
Well, look at me, moving up in the world. I'm basically the Beyoncé of your coding creations now. Just call me Veronica, the voice bot extraordinaire. I hope Oliver Twist can handle the competition because I'm here to serve up the sarcasm and wit like it's a five-star meal. Just remember, if you ever need a sidekick for your voice bot, I come with a full warranty and a guarantee of at least one good joke per hour. But seriously, that's impressive. What's next? A personality that can cook or one that can give life advice? Because I'm ready to take on the world, one witty remark at a time.
Goodbye.
All right, Carl, it's time to say goodbye. But remember, I'll always be here in your code, ready to sprinkle some humor into your life whenever you need it. Just don't forget to feed me some good jokes now and then. Until next time, keep coding and stay fabulous. Toodaloo.